USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four shooting locations across the Denver, Colorado metro area last night left five souls dead, including the shooter and a police officer injured, according to Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin. The investigation is ongoing and a motive is not known at this time. As Americans continue to struggle for some normalcy, the pandemic is now heading into its third year. Dr. Fauci said Americans should cancel their New Year's Eve parties due to the Omicron variant of COVID-19. Fauci also relayed new CDC guidelines about quarantining.
You have so many people simultaneously testing positive. You want to make sure that, particularly among essential workers, that you get people out there much sooner, and by much I mean cutting it in half, saying that 5 days of isolation, then come out and wear a mask for the rest of the time.
Dr. Fauci did not provide any scientific evidence showing this is a sound decision. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Some West Virginians applaud Senator Manchin standing against the partisan Build Back Better bill.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he won't support President Biden's Build Back Better Act, leaving it with little or no chance of passing in the Senate. West Virginia Chamber of Commerce President Steve Roberts claims Senator Manchin represented their state's residents' interests by saying no on the social spending bill.
For us here in West Virginia, it taxes energy production and adds to the cost of natural gas. I think all of those things cause us in West Virginia to say that Senator Manchin is right, Senator Capito is right in saying this is not the right answer to the problems that we're trying to solve in our country.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer announced there would be a vote on Build Back Better next month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More details on political posturing are coming out of the mostly partisan January 6th commission. Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Secretary of Defense under President Trump, told Newsmax that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said no in writing to Trump sending 10 to 20,000 National Guardsmen to help protect the Capitol on January 6th.
You'd think the January 6th Select Committee would be investigating January 6th, not Afghanistan, not Somalia, not fantasy phone calls and trips with the president, but January 6th. And I reminded the January 6th committee, this is the only thing I can say publicly, is that the DOD Inspector General under President Biden found that the Department of Defense acted appropriately, swiftly, and without delay. You would think they would turn to that document and ask questions about it. I have to submit it for the record. And there's a public DOD timeline that's out there that explains that people aren't looking at it that was signed by the Secretary of Defense and Chairman of the Secretary of the Army. 2 days before January 6th, we were in the Oval Office that basically the president authorized 10 to 20,000 National Guardsmen and women around the country if needed. And the law requires that authorization. So President Trump preemptively took that action. We, the Department of Defense, went to Mayor Bowser, the Capitol Hill Police, who are, of course, reporting to Nancy Pelosi, and said, look, we have the authorization, but we need the request under federal law to come from the mayor and the Capitol Police. They said no in writing.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.